Talk Radio 790 KABC. As the man said, welcome to the Frank Sontag Show. We are here every Friday evening from 7 until 9 p.m. Pacific, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Personal joke before we get on the air, Mr. Motek, if you're listening, I'm going to start the program after you send me that thing, but Frank just sent me a funny video. It's so good to laugh. I'll tell you, it's been an intense few days for me, and there is nothing like a good, deep laugh over something that is actually funny. We find humor in culture, sometimes in very inappropriate ways, but I just think a good laugh is what the doctor ordered. So thank you, Frank. Welcome to the broadcast on tonight's show. You're going to be the guest. We have no scheduled guests tonight, although we will next week and the following Friday, and my understanding is the following Friday. But tonight you'll be the guest. You're always welcome to call into the program, 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC are the numbers. Tonight's broadcast will cover a little bit of a lot. Former President Trump has been indicted. We'll share a little bit about that. The QAnon shaman, the guy that was arrested post-January 6th, has been released from prison. Tragedy in Nashville. 28-year-old Audrey Hale murdered six people, three children, three adults. We'll get into that. The Senate has voted to end COVID as a national emergency. It's on President Biden's desk. He'll say yay or nay. And also a story I'm going to read in a little while. It is as freaky deaky as they come. Headline reads, "If we go ahead on this, everyone will die," warns AI expert calling for absolute shutdown. AI is an artificial intelligence. Wait to hear this story. But we're going to begin with an audio clip and your feedback. I would love to hear your take on something that came across my phone a little while ago. Now, let me set it up. I'm not on TikTok, but it's a TikTok video that I guess was posted on the Instagram page. It is a young woman who is very attractive. She's in her car. And she starts a rant, of which we're going to play in a moment. And I would love to hear your comments on what she rants about. Now, when I saw the video, I had to watch it a couple of times. It's all of about, I think, 60 seconds. Because there's little nuggets in there. But I will say my first impression after watching it two or three times was exactly the same. I didn't change my mind. And instantly, I had a thought, and I don't want to say too much because we're going to play the audio clip maybe twice and then invite you to call 800-222-5222. So again, I want you to listen attentively to the following audio clip, and I would love to hear your take. Here it is.
I'm literally shaking right now because I just had a man approach me in a parking lot and it went fine. And I'm going to tell you why it went fine and how to address it, because it was in a book I read and this is how you're supposed to address it, but it scared me. I'm literally shaking. So this guy, I'm alone with my son, by myself, a woman, and a male approached me in a parking lot. He's, "Excuse me, miss," and I don't know why in the hell he was approaching me or what he was trying to do. And before he was probably 30 feet from me when he said, "Excuse me, ma'am." And I turned around and I literally yelled at him and I said, "Do not approach me." And he like immediately started going in the other direction. And I just kept saying it over and over and over. I said, "Do not approach me. Do not approach me." And he, of course, like got like, "What the F?" Like he started cussing and yelling, like, what's your problem? And I looked at him and he actually then crossed a couple cars down from my car. He didn't come anywhere near me. He crossed a couple cars down from my car and was like, continuing to cuss and say, "What's your problem?" And I said, "You do not approach women in a parking lot." I just kept saying, "Do not approach me. You do not approach women in a parking lot," like yelling it. No male No male should ever approach a woman in a parking lot. Ever. No male should ever approach a woman in a parking lot. And if a male does approach you, you need to turn around and use the strongest voice that you can possibly use with them. Don't be polite. They need to literally screw off. No male should be approaching you in a parking lot.
Okay. We're going to play it again, but I want you to listen attentively to the first 5 seconds. I mean, she says a lot. Granted, you can't see the video. I'm just here to say she's a very young, attractive woman, and she just is making her point crystal clear. I'm going to play it one more time, and then I would love to hear from you and what you have to say, because I definitely, without a doubt, absolutely, with no hesitation, have something to say about this. Again, try to listen to the first 5 seconds as well as the whole clip. Here it is again.
I'm literally shaking right now because I just had a man approach me in a parking lot and it went fine. And I'm going to tell you why it went fine and how to address it, because it was in a book I read and this is how you're supposed to address it, but it scared me. I'm literally shaking. So this guy, I'm alone with my son, by myself, a woman, and a male approached me in a parking lot. He's, excuse me, miss, and I don't know why in the hell he was approaching me or what he was trying to do. And before he was probably 30 feet from me when he said, excuse me, ma'am. And I turned around and I literally yelled at him and I said, do not approach me. And he like immediately started going in the other direction. And I just kept saying it over and over and over. I said, do not approach me. Do not approach me. And he, of course, like got like, what the F did it? Like he started cussing and yelling like, what's your problem? And I looked at him and he actually then crossed a couple cars down from my car. He didn't come anywhere near me. He crossed a couple cars down from my car and was like, continuing to cuss and say, what's your problem? And I said, you do not approach women in a parking lot. I just kept saying, do not approach me. You do not approach women in a parking lot. Like yelling it. No male should ever approach a woman in a parking lot. Ever. No male should ever approach a woman in a parking lot. And if a male does approach you, you need to turn around and use the strongest voice that you can possibly use with them. Don't be polite. They need to literally screw off. No male should be approaching you in a parking lot.
Okay. I hope you have some thoughts. 800-222-KABC. 800-222-5222. What do you think of what you heard? Now, I want to be a bit repetitive here. You do not see the video. I have. It's a very young, attractive woman, and obviously she's really upset. Now, there are a lot of layers to this. I really thought, excuse me, long and hard about whether I was going to present this on the air, and I think there is an underlying message here that we need to talk about. So I'm going to give you first shot. Phone lines are open, 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. You'll talk to Adam. He's the man you always talk with when you call in the program. Wayman is in master controls. How say you? Now, you may be a bit hesitant to call. Like, well, maybe there's a setup here. Frank says he has his mind made up about something. And I want to be very resistant to give you not one iota of where I'm going with it. Because I want to take, in a perfect world, a lot of calls. Various positions. So let me just kind of set it up this way. Obviously, from the outside looking in, this woman is speaking to a sense of possible danger. Anyone that's listening to my voice, you understand, at least I hope you do, that these times are a bit troubling when it comes to such things, especially if you're a woman alone or a woman alone with a child and some man approaches you. We have a couple of lines open, 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. What do you think about what she said? Maybe you have a personal story of something relatable, something that resonates with you about what you heard. I want to see if we can fill the phones and go to break, have Adam screen on the break, and then we'll come back and take your calls, and then I'll share my take. Because again, when I first saw the video, I had an impulsive reaction to it. And then I thought, no, I'm going to spend a moment, watch it again, listen to everything a few times, and then kind of surmise my observation. And I will tell you, interestingly enough, from my first impulse to my observation, same thing. We've got two lines open, 800-222-KABC. Now we've only got one. You can get that last line right now if you call 800-222-5222. What do you think of that? Good job? Maybe concern? There's a lot to it. And we'll talk a bit about the actual video itself, what she said, how it went down. And then I'm going to get to another layer, which is the method to my madness and why I want to talk about this, because there is something here that is a huge nugget for all of us. So as we go to break, we still have one line open, 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. How say you? Good job? Maybe not so much. Maybe there's more to it than meets the eye. Maybe you have a personal story as well that is relatable in terms of what you heard. So we're going to break and come back. The board is entirely filled. We'll give Adam time to screen. When we come back, we'll play it one more time. We'll jump in with your calls, and then I'll share my take on it as well. 800-222-KABC. You are listening to the first talk radio station, 790 KABC. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. If you missed the previous segment, we played an audio clip, which we're going to play one more time. It is a short clip of a young woman who was sitting in her car, and this was originally posted on TikTok. I'm not on TikTok, but somehow I got a hold of it. I think it was reposted on Instagram. Now, we all can relate to, we're concerned about crime and safety and the state of things these days. This is a young woman, very attractive, evidently in the car with her child. And if you listen to the first 5 seconds, to me, that's the context. But listen to it in its entirety. We have a full board. If you can't call in, which you can't now because you'll get a busy signal, you can also email me at frank@kmgministries.com. I'm interested in your thoughts on the following audio. Here you go.
I'm literally shaking right now because I just had a man approach me in a parking lot and it went fine. And I'm going to tell you why it went fine and how to address it, because it was in a book I read and this is how you're supposed to address it. But it scared me. I'm literally shaking. So this guy, I'm alone with my son, by myself, a woman, and a male approached me in a parking lot. He's, excuse me, miss. And I don't know why in the hell he was approaching me or what he was trying to do. And before he was probably 30 feet from me when he said, excuse me, ma'am. And I turned around and I literally yelled at him and I said, do not approach me. And he immediately started going in the other direction. And I just kept saying it over and over and over. I said, do not approach me. Do not approach me. And he, of course, got what the F did it? He started cussing and yelling, what's your problem? And I looked at him and he actually then crossed a couple cars down from my car. He didn't come anywhere near me. He crossed a couple cars down from my car, continuing to cuss and say, what's your problem? And I said, you do not approach women in a parking lot. I just kept saying, do not approach me. You do not approach women in a parking lot. Yelling it. No male should ever approach a woman in a parking lot. Ever. No male should ever approach a woman in a parking lot. And if a male does approach you, you need to turn around and use the strongest voice that you can possibly use with them. Don't be polite. They need to literally screw off. No male should be approaching you in a parking lot.
So there you go. She's very bold. She's absolute in her statements. And I am interested in your thoughts. 800-222-KABC. Let us go to the phones. We'll take your calls, and then I will share my thoughts on this very, very important topic. Greg is in San Clemente. Greg, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on 790 KABC. Thank you for calling, Greg.
Frank, how are you? I love your show. Thank you very much. To start with, I have a daughter, and I have her in jiu-jitsu. I'm teaching her self-defense, and I think everything that woman did was 100% correct. I mean, first of all, you know, she's a good looking woman, so she probably has guys coming up to her all the time. But you don't come up to a girl in a parking lot like that, especially when she's got her son. She, you know, especially nowadays with all the stuff that's going on. So I think what she did was great.
Okay. That's I appreciate all. Your call, yeah. Greg. Thank you for sharing. And we're going to move on and talk to, I think it's Marilyn in Santa Clarita, line 6. You're on 790 KABC. That is you.
I think it is, because, but it's Mern, M-E-R-N.
Oh, hi, Mern. I apologize. It does say Mern on the screen. For some reason, I thought I saw Marilyn. But, Mern, thank you for calling.
Of course, and you don't need to apologize. At any rate, I am completely with the last gentleman, the first gentleman, the first call you had on, and with the woman, in that my husband always told me, I am a widow now, but he always told me how gullible I was. Here's the dilemma. Women are groomed to be helpful. We are moms, we are sisters, we are family drivers, right? We are groomed. So our first reaction often is, oh, he must need some help. I can help him. And that is, unfortunately, our downfall. So I just say that she is, thank you for playing it, first of all, to you, Frank. Thanks for playing it and reminding me, I am defenseless. I do not know jujitsu. I am not a kickboxing artist. I have none of that. I've been a manager. I've been a director level. I have always been looking of how can I help you, and that is my downfall.
Mern, I thank you for the call. I hope you keep listening when I share my take. Thank you for calling tonight. We do have a line open now, 800-222-KABC. Adam is in Agoura Hills. Adam, you're on 790 KABC. Thank you for calling, Adam.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. So I kind of think, you know, her aggressiveness and sort of loss of human nature and just people can be good people. I think that she sort of admits in some fashion that men are clearly stronger than women. And, you know, I don't know why we have to be afraid of that. We're in this sort of world right now where we say, you know, women are men and men are women. And it's like clearly she's stating men are stronger than women. So there you go.
So I hear you loud and clear. And I'm not sure I get if you do have a specific take on it. So do you think she was appropriate, out of line, somewhere in between? Tell me more of your thoughts.
I think it's inappropriate. I think that, you know, if someone was an assailant, they would have just kept on coming. And, you know, maybe she had lost something. She does not specify that there was any other type of interaction other than somebody was approaching her. So where's the, you know, I mean, hey, you dropped your wallet. Hey, ma'am, you did, you know, there's no, she has nothing in there on that. You know, it seems like somebody was coming up to her and she just scared him away out of fright of a man, which kind of a sad society thing that we're afraid of men, but I guess they are stronger than us.
Adam, I appreciate your call and thank you for sharing. We're going to take one more call, Joe. And also, if you're on hold, we're going to take your calls on the next segment as well. But in terms of this segment, we're going to take one more call. Joe is in Northridge. Joe, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on 790 KABC. What do you think about the way this woman reacted?
My quick reply, if she was that concerned about her safety, why did she hang out in the car and she had time to post the video to social media instead of getting out of there? That's all.
Okay, I appreciate that. In truth, don't know if it's like right after or maybe it was a half an hour ago, although your point's well taken. She sounds pretty rattled from the get-go.
She said, I'm out of breath. Sorry, this just happened.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's an interesting point in this day and age where we have to post everything on social media, right? Joe, thank you for the call. So here's my thought. We're up against a break here. We've got a bunch of people on hold. 800-222-KABC. Most of the callers, for the most part, agreed with the woman. We've got some people on hold that disagree. And when we come back, I'm going to share my thoughts. But let me give you a little bit of a precursor here. And I'm not saying this to upset anybody. This is just my view. We all have views. Are you ready? The first words out of her mouth virtually were, "This is the way I learned it in a book." Now, that in and of itself is a bit innocuous. But I think the application to life experience should play a part too. So what I gathered from the video, from this book that this woman holds in high regard, that no matter the circumstance, if you're approached in a parking lot by some man, you go off on him. You absolutely are belligerent as a way in which, I guess, it's an attempt to protect yourself. No ifs, ands, or buts. At least that's the interpretation I got from what she said. Now, when we come back, I'm going to tell you my thoughts and take more calls. And I will say this, some of you are not going to be happy with what I'm going to say. I'm not saying it other than it is absolutely my truth. And my thought is the same as literally the first 5 seconds I watched the video. You haven't been able to. It's a young, very attractive woman, but you heard the audio. The first 5 seconds, I'll give you a little tip off. I thought, something's wrong here. And as the video progressed, what she said validated, absolutely verified my suspicion. What is it? What am I talking about? How does it apply to us? All that and much more on the other side. We do have one line open, 800-222-KABC, 800-222-5222. It's not too late to jump on and share your thoughts as well. We'll take more calls. I'll share mine. And we are grateful and thankful that you're listening to this program. This is the Frank Sontag Show every Friday evenings here on KBC from 7 to 9. And you are indeed listening to Talk Radio 790 KABC. What would a Friday evening be without Gary Newman? Welcome to the Frank Sontag Show. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us. If you're late to the dance, the two previous segments, we have played an audio clip. First time since I've been on KABC that I have stuck with a particular topic this long, but I think it's very important. So if you missed it, there is a video circulating on social media of a very young, attractive woman going off about some man that approached her in a parking lot. And her position is no ifs, ands, or buts. She read in a book, her most appropriate response is to basically, well, shout him down, say a bunch of bad stuff, and that's going to keep her safe. And I do have a response. But let me take a couple more calls. Some calls came in on the break. Susan is in Santa Clarita. Susan, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on 790 KABC.
Good evening.
Hi, Susan.
Yeah, my take on it is I've lived in Southern California my whole life. And I'm 60 years old. I have 3 children of my own. I grew up part of the time in Santa Monica as a teenager, and I'm well-versed in the problems and issues, the challenges we have in Southern California with the mentally ill on the streets. Many of them are okay to talk to, but I don't blame her for what she did. I think it was smart. Maybe it had been a little overreaction, but not really in terms of the time we're living in the last couple of years since the BLM riots and the level of fear, the level of violence that has been randomly happening to people that we see on the news. So I don't blame her. I think what she did was wiser than not wise.
Susan, I'm grateful for your call. Thank you for sharing. I hope you call again sometime. Let us talk to, we're going to take one more call. John is in Long Beach. John, you're on Talk Radio 790 KABC. What do you think, John?
Hi, Frank. Hi. I tend to agree with the woman who just you talked to. All it takes is one bad apple to turn things sideways. And I think the fact that this guy didn't kind of defend his position afterward, like, hey, wait, I have something to give you. You drop this or something. Maybe he was, maybe his motives weren't bad, but the fact that she wasn't interested, I think that there was nothing wrong with that.
Okay. I'm grateful for your call. Thank you for sharing, John. So, because radio listeners come and go, we're going to play the audio clip one more time for those of you just kind of tuning in, getting up to speed. We're going to play the audio clip, and then I'm going to share my thoughts on this particular video. This is a very young, attractive woman on TikTok in her car to share this.
I'm literally shaking right now because I just had a man approach me in a parking lot and it went fine. And I'm going to tell you why it went fine and how to address it, because it was in a book I read and this is how you're supposed to address it, but it scared me. I'm literally shaking. So this guy, I'm alone with my son, by myself, a woman, and a male approached me in a parking lot. He's, excuse me, miss. And I don't know why in the hell he was approaching me or what he was trying to do. And before he was probably 30 feet from me when he said, excuse me, ma'am. And I turned around and I literally yelled at him and I said, do not approach me. And he like immediately started going in the other direction. And I just kept saying it over and over and over. I said, do not approach me. Do not approach me. And he, of course, like got like, what the F, like he started cussing and yelling like, what's your problem? And I looked at him and he actually then crossed a couple cars down from my car. He didn't come anywhere near me. He crossed a couple cars down from my car, continuing to cuss and say, what's your problem? And I said, you do not approach women in a parking lot. I just kept saying, do not approach me. You do not approach women in a parking lot, like yelling it. No male should ever approach a woman in a parking lot, ever. No male should ever approach a woman in a parking lot. And if a male does approach you, you need to turn around and use the strongest voice that you can possibly use with them. Don't be polite. They need to literally screw off. No male should be approaching you in a parking lot.
Okay. So here we go. I've been in radio 36 years. I'm not here to say anything that I think people want to hear. I'm here to be honest. I'm here to be reflective. And I'm here to address issues of culture. Safety in our world is of the essence. This is a single woman by herself with her child whose intentions are good. Here's the problem. This is a complete result of a culture that says all men are predators. Every single one. Hear me out. If you have a response to what I say, we've got a couple of open lines. Be glad to hear from you, 800-222-KABC. There is an enormous amount wrong with this woman's response. First of all, she said she read it in a book. Okay, books sometimes have knowledge and wisdom. I can't fault her for that. But it's the absolute. Under no circumstances, this is what you need to do. Now, let me give you some examples of where this is completely out of line. You may know about sex trafficking. I don't know if you know about signals where one of the signals that happens where there's teams of men out scouring for single women, they put a little thing on your car door. You are told if you see this immediately, don't touch it, call the police. This man may have been there to try to help her. But again, because of the absolute fear-filled defensive reaction, she'll never know. Here's another idea. Here's another thought. She said, this is the way to do it. What if the man really had ill intentions? Do you really think her yelling at him would stop him? Sometimes it would just embolden somebody that's not, let's just say, having the best intentions at heart. So again, hear me loud and clear. My position is this is dangerous. I actually think she's in more danger with this kind of a response. We took a call from a very wonderful woman. I'm not here to single her out, but she said, I'm basically defenseless. She was talking about her own life. No woman should plead being defensive. In this day and age, there's lots of ways to protect yourself. From one extreme, taking a personal protection course, arming yourself, to a whole lot of other things you can do. How many of us walk out of a store, Our face is buried in the phone. We're not aware of our surroundings at all. That should be the first thing you learn. Be aware of your surroundings. If you see someone suspicious in the parking lot, get to safety immediately. Don't start screaming at somebody. But I'll say it again. I take personal offense. Men are protectors, and I'm not naive to think there aren't bad guys out there. There's a lot of bad guys out there. But I don't think her response protected her. I think it made her more in danger. But again, the message overall, and I'm not going to say I'd be willing to bet. I don't gamble anymore. I gave that up a long time ago. But my suspicion is this book is one of those all men are fill in the blank predators. Nothing good about us. Right? Wrong. There's a lot of men out there. Maybe there was a man watching the whole thing, keeping an eye on this woman. If something did go down, he'd be there to help her. Predators. That's who we all are. And this young woman, good intention though she may be, thinking dropping F-bombs and yelling and screaming at the guy, that's going to keep her safe? I think a lot of people are going to suffer consequences of that type of behavior. Thinking that's going to keep you protected? Not at all. I'll say it again. Two things. I have no need to be right here. This is my position. But if somebody actually had ill intention, that would not protect her one iota. Zero. Zilch. It's a false sense of somehow protection and security. And it's upsetting to me. That's why I'm going to take the entire hour. We've got another full board, save one. People want to respond to me and share my position. This is a teaching moment. This is something we need to learn about. And I'm not here to scapegoat her, point the finger at her. I mean, I can name, if that was my intention, you know, who posted, etc. Find for yourself. I'm not going to do that. This woman, I really think, in her heart of hearts, she thinks she's doing the right thing. I say it's unhealthy and extremely dangerous. And I take personal offense to this idea that all men are predators. We hear this time and time again. I have a men's ministry. I'm not here to defend men, but so many men just think we're the problem, don't know how to act, can't act strong, can't act like a protector, can't act with a bit of testosterone in your system. Real men are meek and mild and submissive and soft and bring in some of that feminine energy. This is the cultural bomb that's being blasted on men. I have so much more to say, but I'm going to resist. 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. So we're actually going to take one more round of calls. We've got a full board, save one call, 800-222-KABC. And I think this is very, very important. And I'll stress again ways that women can protect themselves. I don't think yelling and screaming is one of them. How say you? You agree, disagree, maybe upset by my position? Please call. Let's have a conversation. We have one line open, 800-222-KABC. I'll say again, simply put, I think this is a result of a culture that tells women all men are predators. We're all bad. No ifs, ands, or buts. Your thoughts are welcomed. 800-222-KABC. We continue with more of the Frank Sontag Show next on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. I'm grateful to be back on the air. One of the reasons that makes it possible would be my sponsors. Thank you, Dan Johnson and the Berglund & Johnson Law Group. For more than 40 years, Berglund & Johnson have been fighting for those who've suffered life-changing injuries and, tragically, even in some cases of death because of negligence, of wrongful acts of others. Dan Johnson is a dear friend. They are an amazing law group. And if you've been hurt, maybe you already have an attorney, you can call them for a free evaluation, get a second opinion. It costs you nothing to find out if they can help you. And by the way, you'll never pay a dollar unless you win your case. Berglund and Johnson Law Group. Their number is 1-800, the number 4, and the words IF HURTS. 1-800-4-IF-HURTS. 800-4-IF-HURTS. Berglund and Johnson Law Group. Call them. They will take care of you. There's a video that's gone a bit viral on TikTok. I saw it on Instagram. It's a young woman in her car. She was approached in a parking lot by a man, and she just goes off, saying this book told her to yell and scream, be belligerent, no way, no how, no ifs, ands, or buts. She said he was 30 feet from her car when she started yelling. My position is this is a product of a culture that says all men are predators. I think it's a very unhealthy and dangerous position to have. Also, something I alluded to, let me illuminate a little more. If this guy was 30 feet from her, he didn't all of a sudden pop out of nowhere and be 30 feet from her. She didn't even see him till he was 30 feet from her. One of the number one ways you can protect yourself in any circumstances in a public area, be aware of your surroundings. Do not walk out of any type of a store or a location with your head buried in your cell phone. Look around. She obviously didn't do that. 800-222-5222. Let me go through some of the calls. We'll take maybe one or two. James in Pasadena thinks she could have exacerbated the situation, shocked how women treat men. Nick in Hollywood says the woman is a Karen, 30 feet is far away. I wouldn't say that's that far away, actually, but I hear what you're saying. Rich in Los Angeles disagrees. Sounds like she's overreacting. Eric in Woodland Hills says the same thing. She's overreacting. Miguel in Santa Ana wouldn't allow man closer to make her more vulnerable. So most of you agree with my position. We're going to take Brent in Los Angeles in a moment. But let me also tell you, I've done this long enough. In radio, how do I say this nicely? Let's just say the host tends to have an impressionable position. That's why I took a lot of calls from many of you that absolutely agreed with the woman. And I just sat here, took your calls, didn't tell you mine. I couldn't be more diametrically opposed to her position. And now that I've shared what I've shared, the whole board is like, yeah, I agree. She's overreacting. So here's one thing I want to say. We'll take Brent in L.A. and move on. Be prepared. This is a teaching moment. I'm not picking on this woman. I got a few emails already. Oh, you're so belligerent. You must hate women. Please. Oh, please. I want this woman to learn how to protect herself. Take a firearms course. Take a self-defense course. Be aware of your surroundings. There's all sorts of stuff she can do. But yelling and screaming at somebody? If the guy was there to hurt her, 30 feet away, she starts yelling and screaming at him. Do you really think that's going to turn him away? Women need to be protected and self-protective. There's many ways you can do it. In this day and age, there's a lot of people that'll teach you little tricks you can do, right? Even carry a can of mace or bear spray or whatever. You ever been hit with bear spray? I can tell you a story. Maybe I will on the other side. You just go to like an outdoor store. You get a little can of bear spray. You see somebody gets close. I'm warning you, stay away or I'm going to hit this bear spray. That will keep you protected much more than yelling and screaming, maybe even more than having a firearm. But that's my position. Let's talk to Brent in Los Angeles. Brent, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on 790 KABC.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
Hi, Brent. I'm well.
You know, I'm agreeing with you, but even more so. I really got a sense that there was something really broken in her, paranoid, perhaps PTSD. I don't know if she's just hateful towards men and doesn't trust them. It's like I don't know if I had enough information because she had this thing that I am scared and I am alone and do not approach me. It almost seemed like a metaphor of how she lives life, like, do not get close. And it was almost as if she was proud to be a victim. There was a hysteria to it and an obsessiveness. And the whole repetition thing, once he got the message and he was going away, she just wouldn't let go. So it was almost as if there was a sadistic side to her. So, but then again, it matters. Was she in Malibu or was she in South Central? Was it day or was it night? And she doesn't mention anything about the child. She has a child, but she goes, and the first thing she has to do is notify the world, but she doesn't call the police. So it's just not adding up. I think she was unbalanced.
Brent, as always, I appreciate your call. Thank you for sharing tonight.
Thanks.
Let me make a couple more observations. Again, I've got emails coming in. 85% of them are not happy with me. Oh, well. So let me try to clarify my position again. I think the realities are more and more we're living in a day and age where we have to learn to protect ourselves. Now, if you think we're being unfair to the woman, I'm very sensitive to not piling on her, but she did post a video on TikTok screaming to the world, this is the way to do it, no ifs, ands, or buts. So in some way, shape, and form, she bears a bit of responsibility in people talking about this. Now, I'm obviously not going to name names. I'm not going to point the website or who posted it. None of that. Because I think this applies to all of us. So let me share again. The underlying reason that I've taken the entire hour to talk about this is protection is of the essence in this day and age. We all need to be aware of our surroundings. I'm not here on the air pushing having a firearm, although I think in some cases, probably a good idea. I was raised on guns. There is a modicum of respect that one needs to initially have, and then an enormous amount of respect for firearms. Be trained, know what you're doing. Don't just think, as I heard a statistic during COVID, the overwhelming majority of people bought firearms during COVID, probably because they were afraid. My thought is, I hope and pray the majority of people became educated and schooled on how to use a firearm instead of just having a gun in your house or having the false sense of protection that somehow, okay, I'm good now. Let me say another thing that's not politically correct. Police officers are trained under duress. The average person, if you're sound asleep in the middle of the night or you're startled and you have a gun in your house, more than likely you get an adrenaline hit. You're probably maybe going to not necessarily protect yourself the way you're going to protect yourself. So I want to be adamant about the issue of firearms. Be skilled, be educated to the point where it's like there's no ifs, ands, or buts about knowing how to use a gun or don't have one. Number two, in terms of, again, surroundings, very important. Be aware of your surroundings. I'm being redundant here, but this could save your life. This day and age of the cell phones, and we're so obsessed with just staring at that screen hours on end, an enormous amount of people in areas that may or may not be safe aren't even aware of their surroundings, let alone people around them. And number three, as a man, I've been in two situations similar to this where in a parking lot, a woman was yelling. I surmised in one case, the woman, let's just say, wasn't in danger. The other case, the woman was in danger. Myself and another guy got involved. There are people there around you probably that would try to help if you're really in trouble. But yelling and screaming, ranting and raving, I'm very sensitive to a culture that somehow all men are bad, all men are toxic, all men are predators. And I would imagine the book she quoted probably had a little of that in there as well. This is our safety lesson for the hour. You're welcome. 800-222-KABC, or you can email me directly at frank@kmgministries.com. Most of the emailers are not too pleased with me. Hour number two is around the corner. We'll probably move forward, talk about some other issues as well. And we may also go back to this. Who knows? You're my guest for the next hour. 800-222-KABC. This is the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC.